Mr. President, I'd like to begin by appreciating your initiative for convening a discussion on what we believe is a very relevant topic. We also thank the distinguished panelists for sharing useful information with us. Mr. President, our collaborative efforts in arms control have profound implications for international peace and security. In this context, the importance of building capacity in disarmament through research and education for fostering international peace and security cannot be understated. In 2002, the UN Secretary General issued an important report on a study carried on disarmament and non-proliferation education, which was prepared by a 10-member group of governmental experts that also included an expert from India. In the foreword to the report, the UN Secretary General states, and I quote, "The face of disarmament education has changed substantially since the UNESCO World Congress on Disarmament Education in 1980s, expanding to examine the conventional arms trade, in particular small arms and light weapons. Today, it must evolve once again to incorporate the heightened threat of international terrorism and the possibility that WMDs could be used for terrorist purposes," unquote. This holds as true today, Mr. President, as it did then. Mr. President, India attaches importance to promoting awareness and capacity building. In particular, we attach importance on engaging with younger generation for building capacity in disarmament through research and education. In this regard, India has been co-sponsoring the resolution titled Youth, Disarmament and Non-Proliferation at the UN General Assembly. Since 2019, India has been organizing an annual Disarmament and International Security Affairs Fellowship. The fourth edition of the fellowship program was held this year from 9th to 27 January. The fellowship program aims to fulfill the mandate of the GA resolution, United Nations Study on Disarmament and Non-Proliferation Education, and is in line with focus on disarmament education in UN Secretary General's agenda for disarmament, securing our common future. The three-week fellowship program aims to provide young officials with knowledge and perspective on issues related to contemporary disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control. It features presentations and simulation exercises by leading experts on a range of subjects such as the global security environment, weapons of mass destruction, conventional weapons, outer space and cyberspace security, export controls, and emerging technologies. I thank you, Mr. President.